Speaking and listening to carers over the last 20 years, and indeed reading all the reports from family carers and others, you can see why the means test is called the mean test. And for a long time now, family carers believe that carers allowance scheme is inadequate, it's gender biased, it's overly restrictive, and it's no longer fit for purpose. So why is it inadequate? It's inadequate because every single report on the cost of caring tells us that families face extra costs, extra bills of somewhere between 10,000 and 14,000 per annum. Your own report tells us that, Minister. And carers allowance barely covers that. Research shows that 29% of carers are cutting back on essentials like food and heat, and 39% live in households with a total income of 30,000 or less. And Minister, 83% of those on carers allowance do not receive the fuel allowance. So you can see why it's inadequate. It's gender biased because many of those caring are women, and the income disregard is not based on the woman's income, it's based on the household income. So if her husband or partner is above the threshold, the carer, in many, though not all cases, the woman receives no carer's allowance. It's really quite restrictive because in order to qualify, you have to care full time for a person who needs full-time care, and less than a quarter of those who provide that care actually get carer's allowance. And one of the issues I've come across is that you can only study for 18.5 hours, but I've come across two carers recently, Minister, who are trying to do online courses, you know, ranging between 20, 25 hours online. Those carers are at home all the time, they're available 24/7, and yet they're not able to access carers allowance. So you see why changes need to be made. And I think really the change that needs to be made is that we need to move towards a participation income, which is not means tested, and family carers income support would be for all family carers who fulfil the assessment criteria. And Family Carers Ireland are asking for this to be implemented by 2027. And a participation income, well, I suppose if you want to describe what it might be, it would be paid perhaps at the rate of the current carers allowance, but it wouldn't be means tested, and it would be because the person is caring, because they are doing that work. And as Deputy Connolly said, there's lots of figures about what care saved the state. The figure of 20 billion is one that we often hear, and if that's anywhere close to the truth, it's the equivalent of another HSE. And based on those figures, carers in my own constituency in Sligo probably save the state somewhere around 250 million every single year. In Leitrim, it's about half that, 125, and in Donegal, it's twice that, at 500 million. Yet, the cost of abolishing the means test would be 397 million per year for the entire country. So, Minister, it needs to be looked at. And I suppose finally, Minister, we see that from Family Care's report, which was published just less than a week ago, 72% of carers have never received respite. None whatsoever. And we know that's just not good enough. In fact, it's not even close to being good enough. We have to do better. And they are asking that family carers should have a right to a minimum of 20 days respite per year. It's not a big ask, but it would make all the difference for those who are caring 24/7. So, Minister, I really would appreciate if you would take what's in this motion to heart and make sure that the next budget starts the implementation of getting rid of the means test for the carers allowance.